Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. And back with us is Andrew P. Shea. Before we get started with our fourth quarter, Andy, I got to announce our winner, and that is Kyle from Connecticut. Kyle did the really smart strategy. He both complimented Ross, and he wanted to talk about food. So that's how you become a winner.
I was going to say compliment Ross, or food is number one, or ask an offensive line question that would be number two, and that helps your odds pretty much.
It helps immensely. That would be the trifecta. So anyway, here we've got our question of the week, Andy, and training camp is beginning. It seems like our summer just flew by. We were talking so much about recruiting, but camp is now upon us, and it leads to the question of the day, Andy, is, all right, you got this Penn State team back in camp. What are your questions? What are you looking for?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Don't forget, and James has done a masterful job of sort of making you forget this, that they were not really any good last year. They were 4-5, and the back end of the schedule had a little bit to do with that. Good for them for sort of, you know, turning it around a little bit after that 0-5 record-setting, worst in however long, who cares, start. But they were just, it just was not a very good football season or team last year. So, but that's sort of, you don't hear that talked about a lot. Well done, James. And I'm not saying it's a prevalent thing, because it feels like a one-off to me. So what am I looking for? I'm looking for development at the linebacker position. I mean, we can talk about talent all we want. There's talent, right? But Brandon Smith's never played the Will linebacker. He played the Sam last year, which is, you know, sort of the outside. And the strong side guy, they're moving him to the Will, which is more inside, a little bit of weak side, more in his wheelhouse. Curtis Jacobs appears to be a bit green overall, and it's good. He played, you know, a little more Will than Sam last year. He's going to be the Sam. Ellis Brooks will be in the middle when they have a three linebacker set, it looks like. What are they going to do with Jesse Lakeda? They're moving around. What is his role going to be? Maybe some defensive end. I don't know. I think I trust him, Brent Pry, a little bit to figure out what to do with Jesse, because he's got some holes that he could stick him in. But overall, the linebackers as a unit, by any standards, right? Last year, they were just bad. And it had absolutely nothing to do, in my opinion, with Micah Parsons not playing. If this group isn't any better, this defense will struggle big time. And I think the linebacker position is at the top of my list in terms of, I think they have guys. They got some dudes, but can these dudes sort of be good together? And it's the same guys as last year, and maybe being out of position was a big factor. So I think they have some ground to cover, and I think they have a big question mark to answer.
Oh, Andy, let me count the ways that you are wrong here.
Oh, you're going to go with the pure talent thing, right?
Now, here's where I'm going to start. Last year had nothing to do with Micah Parsons not being there. It had everything to do with Micah Parsons not being there. That's number one. Number two, I do think that the shifting of positions for Brandon Smith will be a great help. What I also think, Curtis Jacobs coming in, essentially replacing Jesse Lakeda, very seldom do you see an incumbent starter replaced. And that means right. One of two things, and usually it even means both things, which is either Jesse Lakeda was not getting the job done, or Curtis Jacobs is definitely ready to get the job done. And I suspect in this situation, it is a case where it's both. There were so many times where, and it, off air, you and I were talking about this. I felt like Jesse Lakeda was lost in space. You know, he was in space and just seemed to pick the wrong slot, the wrong area to go. And I think Curtis Jacobs will be an improvement there. And for the team to make this switch with an incumbent starter, I think tells us a lot. also, Andy, I'm going to flip over to my choice. And I think when you talk about this team, so much of the importance of the quarterback is going to come into play here. You mentioned it earlier. What version of Sean Clifford are we going to get? And we've got a new offensive coordinator dealing with them. So what does that relationship look like? Will Mike Yurcich be able to get the best out of Sean Clifford? And I'm kind of in that boat where it's Sean Clifford or bust, because the other question is, God forbid something happens to Sean Clifford, is there a backup capable of stepping up? So I think you've got a lot of questions in that quarterback room, and if they all come out positive, you're going to have a good team. If some of them come out negative, you're not going to have a very good team here, Andy.
Yeah, this is Sean's third offensive coordinator in as many years. That in alone of itself, that's just tough, right? And as much work as you think Yurcich might have to do with Clifford in terms of him being the new quarterback coordinator and everything, think about this for a second. It might be just as, if not maybe a little bit more important, how much development he can do in the number two and three guys, because there is no safe plan B option anymore for Penn State. You know what I mean? If something happens to Clifford. So, yes, fixing a little bit of Sean and helping Sean be the best version of him is important. But I you know, would agree that I think that getting the two and three guys to sort of come along for the ride a little bit is very, very important as well. So he's got a handful at the quarterback position, no doubt about it.
Okay, let's move on, Andy. What else you got? What else are you looking for in fall camp?
I'm watching Keaton Ellis. I'm watching Keaton Ellis's camp inside and out. I'm looking for information, details. He's moved from corner to safety. He's got 2 years of spot duty at corner. Not bad. Not great, but not bad by any stretch of the imagination. What the body work we have. He's a third-year player. He knows the ropes. I think he's... Gosh, I just envision him as that fifth DB for Penn State. And they do play a good bit of 4-2-5. We know how important over the last couple years that fifth defensive back position has become for Penn State. He has some safety skills in terms of recognition and track to the ball. But the bottom line is he can cover, right? I mean, does he even press for the other starting role at safety? I don't know. But I think he's a very interesting puzzle piece, and I'm going to be following him all throughout camp.
I think that's a good one, Andy, because in Keaton
Thank
Ellis,
you
have a guy who obviously has some cornerback skills, and they do see things in him that could make him a good safety. And let's face it, there is such crossover anymore between a safety and cornerback, and the point you make, that fifth defensive back, that's a starter, essentially, in the college.
It's become important, hasn't it? Yeah.
In the college football game, yes, it definitely has. So I think that's an important position. I'm going to go on another one, and it's still related to my first one, Andy. And I'm just curious, what's going to happen with Mike Yurcich as the new coordinator? What differences are we going to see? You know, there's a couple obvious things. The hurry-up offense, which no huddle does not mean hurry-up. We all know that watching Penn State play. Mike Yurcich says it will be a true hurry-up. Play ends, we're going to get to the line of scrimmage, we're going to go before the defense is ready. Let's see how that works. It could be a very effective tool, or a you know, there could be a breakdown if you're not ready to do it, if you're not well prepared for it. And what other changes is he going to make? What's the RPO going to look like under him, different from the last couple guys? We also have he's more an outside zone read than inside zone read guy. Are we going to see that? And what's that meaning going to have in the running back room? So that's the other part of it I'm looking for, Andy.
You have a lot of questions. I'm far less interested in him. The only thing when it comes to the offense I know is they've got a pretty good offensive line with some experience and some meat on the bone. They've got a lot of running backs to choose from. They got a clear number one wide receiver. They have an emerging number two. They have a lot of component, a veteran quarterback with experience for all of what you want to say about Sean. That matters. He's got a lot of puzzle pieces and ingredients to work with. Let's see what he can cook up. That's all I'm going to say. I want to see it.
Okay, Andy, I'm going to give you the last word. You got to throw out another item that you're looking for in training camp.
Oh, I'm going to do a quick double, right? At tight end, I'm tracking the tight ends. Penn State's enjoyed a wealth of riches at this position for the last half decade with Mike Kosicki and Pat Freiermuth, a couple of NFL guys, by the way. Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson. I don't care who starts. I think they're both going to play. I don't think there's any drop-off in that position, but I think it's intriguing. I think Penn State is going to enjoy their tight ends. And the last one I just want to throw out is Adisa Isaac. Kind of, is he any good? I mean, he appears to kind of be in a number one role out of attrition. He's a third-year player. He appeared a little more regularly last year in eight games with marginal, what I would say marginal at best production, 13 tackles, 1.5 sacks. Those are like reserve player numbers in a nine-game season. They're thin at DN. They're very, very thin. I think we have to track him. We didn't hear much about the spring. I want to hear more about Adisa Isaac. I want to hear more about him being ready and able and capable and flashing as a number one DN. Because let's face it, they need him to be, right? And I'm not saying I don't think he's any good. I just think we need to know if he's capable of filling that role. And we need to hear more about it through camp. We need to hear Adisa Isaac's name, you know, by mid-August or the third week of August a little bit. That's all.
Interesting you mentioned Adisa Isaac, and I hate to even go down this path, but I've heard some rumors that he's dealing with an injury. We're not going to know until we see, you know, training camp and what's actually happening, if he's on the field or not.
You need a couple weeks, correct.
The other issue you brought up, the tight ends, I'm really intrigued to see them play because I was really happy with their performance last year. I thought they did a great job, and I think they're both, what's nice is they're both capable, and they're both capable of blocking. And, you know, circling back a little bit, Mike Yurcich does use an H-back sometimes, gets the tight end into the backfield where they're a lead blocker. And I think both of those guys are very good blockers, or at least very willing blockers, which is oftentimes the biggest part to being a good blocker. Andy, that is it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.